Innovative therapy reverses lung and nerve damage from COVID-19. Many of us who have been infected with the COVID-19 virus face long-term health challenges, including lung nodules, severe complications, and surgery. Current treatments for these long-term effects are still limited. To this end, this article will introduce the potential of exosome therapy, a cutting-edge treatment, to address COVID-19 syndrome, particularly its neurological and mental health aspects, while also benefiting the heart and lungs. Dr. Philip W. Askenase, a professor of immunology at the Yale University School of Medicine, proposed in an academic journal that extracellular vesicle therapy should be used to treat the main central nervous system symptoms of COVID-19 syndrome. Extracellular vesicles are particles released by cells, and exosomes are one type of extracellular vesicles. Vascular and nerve damage from COVID-19. Up to 30% of people infected with COVID-19 may develop long COVID, a complex condition with a wide range of symptoms. Common symptoms include extreme fatigue, shortness of breath, brain fog and cognitive impairment, changes in taste or smell, and gastrointestinal issues. In more severe cases, patients may develop paranoia, delusions, and other symptoms of psychosis. In a few severe cases, it may even be accompanied by suicidal thoughts. These symptoms have a serious impact on the patient's daily health and quality of life. Moreover, COVID-19 infection can also affect blood vessels in various organs, causing organ dysfunction. Results of magnetic resonance imaging studies have revealed damage and disorder in brain tissue's functional integrity during the recovery phase, leading to neurological and psychiatric symptoms. Other studies have suggested that the mechanisms of these neuropathies may include vascular damage caused by nerve inflammation, coagulation disorders, and endothelial dysfunction, as well as neuronal damage. While some early theories suggested direct viral infection of the central nervous system tissue, viral particles are typically not found in the cerebrospinal fluid or brain tissue of these patients. On the contrary, inflammation and immune response in the brain's central nervous system may be the primary drivers of nerve damage. The mechanics of exosome therapy. Exosomes are nanoscale vesicles released by cells, containing proteins, lipids, and genetic material, that can promote repair and communication between cells. Exosomes derived from mesenchymal stem cells are found to be particularly effective. Exosome therapy exhibits significant anti-inflammatory and immune-regulating effects. Research shows that it can effectively reduce the excessive inflammatory response caused by the COVID-19 virus by inhibiting the production of pro-inflammatory cytokines. The use of exosomes can help reduce the problem of immune storm in the body after suffering from COVID-19 or other infections. The regenerative capabilities of exosomes are also crucial. They can promote tissue regeneration, restore local vascular function, and repair microvascular damage, which is one of the keys to treating COVID-19. Exosome therapy has shown efficacy in a variety of disease mechanisms, such as stroke, myocardial infarction, spinal cord injury, as well as acute and chronic injuries affecting the kidneys, liver, and brain. Unlike many conventional therapies, exosomes are capable of crossing the blood-brain barrier, allowing them to reach neural tissue directly. This makes them a possible candidate for the treatment of neuroinflammatory and neurodegenerative conditions. By targeting and repairing microvascular damage in the brain, exosomes may help alleviate neuropsychiatric symptoms associated with COVID-19 and other diseases. Exosomes can be administered intravenously or via nasal aerosol inhalation, making them a potential targeted treatment of neurological diseases such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. Because exosomes can reach neural tissues through both delivery routes, they also show promise in treating COVID-19-related brain complications. In addition, aerosolized exosomes can be inhaled directly into the lungs, where they may help repair pulmonary damage, including nodules resulting from COVID-19 infection. This approach could improve lung function and support recovery in patients with respiratory complications. Thus, exosome therapy holds significant potential as a novel and effective treatment modality. Furthermore, research shows that exosomes produced from mesenchymal stem cells can reduce cytokine storms, reverse COVID-19-related suppression of host antiviral defenses, and promote lung damage repair related to mitochondrial activity. Clinical implications and future directions. COVID-19 has brought serious challenges to personal physical health, mental health, and the healthcare system. By improving physical function, enhancing quality of life, and reducing the long-term burden of COVID-19, exosome therapy offers a new ray of hope. While exosome therapy is still in the early stages of clinical research, further trials are needed to confirm its safety and effectiveness. Successful clinical application of exosome therapy could revolutionize the treatment of COVID-19 and other chronic diseases, bringing significant benefits to patients worldwide.